You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. As you shop for people on your holiday shopping list, how much of the items are produced locally? Organizers of an annual event hope that you consider supporting local restaurants, wine, and brew makers and the products that have made them well known. Shannon Foltz is the event coordinator of the 8th annual Buy Local Bash. She says vendors enjoy meeting with prospective customers.
We have a lot of vendors that return every year because they just love the exposure. They love being able to talk to the folks that could be purchasing their product. And from the attendee side, I think it's great that you can come in, you can sample a product, and then either purchase it right on the spot, and you might be purchasing from the person that produced it, which, I mean, if you have questions, that's the person you want to be asking. Same with any art and any other products like that. You might be purchasing it from the person that created it.
Foltz says the event is very upbeat with live music and gives attendees the opportunity to familiarize themselves with everything that is made local. While products can be purchased, the event also gives everyone the chance to think things over as their shopping ramps up.
We have folks that if there's food and beverage that they're strictly sampling, they're giving away product. They're not making money on the spot, but they just know that they have a good product. They're going to let people sample it. And if folks fall in love with their samples, they can follow up and purchase afterward.
Aside from food and beverages, there are also other unique gift ideas.
We've got the Flower Child if you're looking for some hippie-themed items and 60s inspired, everything from jewelry to art. And we have Riverside Artisans from up in Oswego offering some different products. And we have massage therapists, yoga studios.
More than 100 vendors attended the Buy Local Bash on Monday at the F Shed located at the regional market. For more on this and other local news, go to WAER.org.